Morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, every once in a while, I have to remind folks, especially those who do not listen all the time, that Backyard and Beyond is not just about landscaping and what you plant in your backyard. Today is the exception because I'm going to talk about plants and planting. But hang in, if you don't have a backyard and you do containers, well, you might be interested in that also. So, it relates to the Master Gardener's annual fall plant sale, which is on Saturday, October 10th, at 8 to 10 in the morning or until we're sold out at the community center, and I'll come back to more details about that. But this year, Master Gardeners are trying something new. They're also selling bulbs, which need to be ordered now. They have a few more days to get those ordered. And the bulbs are packages of tulips and packages of narcissus, or daffodils mostly we call them, but they're different sizes, different varieties, again, in packages. So all the details for ordering bulbs is available at the Cass County Extension Office. You can give them a call at 243-1132 or go online, extension.iastate.edu/CASS. I just put in ISU Extension CASS, and it usually comes up just fine. Anyhow, that's where you get that information, and if you're interested in the bulbs, probably need to do that today, tomorrow, really soon, because the tulips are almost gone. And you will not be getting those tulip bulbs and narcissus bulbs until a little later in October. And you're going, later in October, isn't that past planting time? No. Remember that the soil where the roots are going to grow does not freeze in October. It'll be quite a while before it freezes. But you do want to leave time for those roots to get started and get your plants well underway. That also applies to plants you might be getting at the plant sale. The many plants like to be divided and replanted in the fall. So perhaps this information would be useful if you're not just getting more, but you take a look around your house. If you're a gardener and you're going, those plants haven't been blooming well. Those irises haven't been blooming well. Those tulips haven't been blooming well. That's maybe because they're a little older and they're a little overcrowded. So there are many plants which can be divided and replanted in the fall. Also, many of those can also be done in the spring, so you have a choice. But I like to mark them. If I think I'm going to do them in the spring, I like to mark them with a stake or something that says, oh, yeah, I want to divide those in the spring rather than now. But I have lots of pots of things. You are going to find at the plant sale so many kinds of things. Among them, of course, hostas. Hostas are so tough that you can kind of handle them almost any time. And there are so many varieties of hostas. If you have hostas, well, I'll bet you'll find some new ones at this plant sale. But here's another list, just some things that can be done in the fall. Includes a bleeding heart. Of course, those don't bloom till early spring, but they're good to be divided and moved in the fall. Also, coral bells, coreopsis, daylilies, that's another tough plant, spring or fall to move it, and they often need to be divided to flower best. Also, hardy zinnias, probably not something that lots of people have in their gardens, but if you have them, that's a possibility. Irises need to be done as soon as possible. They really like to be done a little bit earlier, but it's still possible. And ornamental grasses, and I know that we're going to have quite a few ornamental grasses at the sale. Great time to decide where to put them. Also, speedwell, or you may call them Veronica, and garden phlox. You know, those are just now, at least mine are just now finishing up blooming, and it's a good time to take a look at them and say, well, they need to be thinned out a little for best flowering. And also, those garden phlox often get mildew on them, and it's because there isn't enough air flowing through them. So moving them will keep them going well and keep them pretty. So lots of plants can be done. If you have a question about that, of course, you can call the Extension office. But another great source is to go on your computer or your laptop, whatever you use, to the ISU Extension store. And there you will find lots and tons of handouts that you can download and get for free. And one of them is called When to Divide Perennials. Of course, there's lots of other topics there, too, related to yards, gardens, farms, families, and so on. But if you're looking for plants, you can check under flowers, and it's called When to Divide Perennials. And it will give you this handout, extension bulletin, that lists all of these that I had talked about, plus more. Because there are a few that really don't want to be divided in the fall. Wait until spring. Some of those are ones that bloom in the spring, and they want to be moved right after they bloom. There are others that bloom in the fall, and it just depends, spring and fall. So you have lots of choices if you're doing this yourself as to when you want to move them. Well, what about, I mentioned, if you have containers, yes, it's possible to plant bulbs in containers. They're easier to care for in some ways. They can be moved around. You know, you can put them in a spot by your back door. You can put them a lot of places. But now is the time to put those tulips and daffodils in the pots. And in addition to having a pot of one of those, well, no, you can mix them. Mix bulbs, and you can layer them. So even the tulips, if you just do tulips, you can, of course, choose ones that bloom earlier or later, but you can also plant one layer deeper and then put another layer on top, and lots of possibilities of combinations and easy to take care of. One of the important things is to remember that tulips especially need a cold period, a dormancy period. So getting them in those pots now is great, just like you would plant them outdoors. And then those pots need to be kept in cooler temperatures for at least 12 to 16 weeks. In other words, about springtime. And the temperature should be at least 45 degrees or colder. So where do you put them? Well, you kind of need to think about a place that will keep a constant temperature. It certainly can be colder than 45 degrees because that's not all so cold, but you want a place where it doesn't freeze and thaw. So maybe there's a corner in your garage. Maybe there's a corner in your basement. Or maybe there's even a spot, another spot outside that next to the house that doesn't get so cold. But remember, they have to be cold. They have to go through that dormancy in order to do their job and bloom in the spring. Really fun. One of the speakers that we had at a garden seminar a few years ago, that was his topic, and he loved to put the different colors together and the different kinds of bulbs together, and it's easy to take care of in terms of you don't have to walk out through the grass. You can put it by your back door. Containers are easy for a lot of reasons, but maybe you've never tried putting tulips or other bulbs in containers. So why would you want to do the dividing and the planting now? Well, this is a good time for them to get their roots down. Of course, given the weather we've had, it means that you're likely going to have to do some watering. That rain we had was wonderful, but it certainly didn't give us all the moisture in the soil that we're going to need for good growth. I was digging the other day to put a plant in, and it was more than a foot deep, and that soil was dry. So you kind of need to take a look at the soil if you're doing some replanting, taking these plants home from the plant sale and getting them in the ground. It means that you're going to have to do some watering to make sure those roots get a good start. It's not the top of the plant so much that you need to be concerned about, but just getting those roots started in the ground. And next spring, you'll have lots of good plants. The other advantage, I think, now of looking at what you might want to add is, you know, as you're doing cleanup, you maybe want to move something that you have in your own yard, or maybe you want to add something. Well, make that spot now. So when you get those plants after on October 10th, you can take them home, stick them in the ground, and you'll have your fall work done. But now, when the plants that you've had in the ground have been blooming, they've been taking up space, you know where you have space to put new plants. So this time of year is a great time to divide and add. So whether you're going to do this at home, just to your own yard, or whether you'd like to come to the plant sale and get some new things, remember about the importance of which plants to divide now, and getting them in the ground and getting them watering and giving them a little care. Again, the Master Gardener plant sale is Saturday, October 10th at the Cass County Community Center, 8 to 10 a.m. or sold out. And if you're interested in some bulbs, get that contact to the Extension office made now. Here's a little note from Hans Christian Andersen. Just living is not enough, said the butterfly. One must have freedom, sunshine, and a little flower.